As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, January the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark Become Vocal Local to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast if you're in the Austin, Texas area, or have unlimited long-distance access on your telephone. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out this morning. That's 65647. Yeah, I got that right. All right. big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, at AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All of our contact information can be found at the BecomeVocalLocal.com webpage, as well as our chat room, and, of course, all of our archives are stored away neatly for you and indexed carefully at OracleBroadcasting.com, the homepage of the Oracle Broadcasting Network. This morning, precious metals, the climb continues. Profit-taking, short-covering, seeking risk. Well, we'll talk about all of that. Republicans' Tea Party crash by crony capitalists and flip-flop corporatists. That, too, on the browser this morning. J.P. Morgan Chase installs their grand vizier to ward off the foreclosure gate. The Council on Foreign Relations now firmly enthroned. The Interstate Commerce Commission, Gustavus Myers, Great American Fortunes, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Friday, January the 7th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But 1 hour ago, found gold trading off $4.60 at $1,366.50 for a troy ounce of that beautiful noble metal gold. And silver this morning off 34 cents, continuing its decline at $28.72, down 34 cents. Platinum off up $8 at $1,734. Palladium off 11 at $749, now fully $50 below where it was just to where we started this week. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far. Kind of a wild day, $20 spread developing here. But $1,352 for a low, $1,372.70 for a high. But at $1,366.50, your gold is still up $266 year to year for a 20.88% return on your investment. And you ain't going to get that from your hedge fund manager. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,358. It went down and now it's going back up. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do each Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out our market report for this morning. Again, out of New York City, after trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we found gold trading off $4.60 an ounce at $1,366.50, silver off 34 cents at $28.72, platinum up $8 at $1,734 a troy ounce, and palladium off $11 at $749. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, lots of activity in the marketplace today and over the past week. The low this morning set at $1,352, the high at $1,372.70, a $20.70 spread in there. But again, your gold is up $236 year-to-year at 20.88% return on your investment at this bullion price. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,358. It dropped down below that. And then it came back in and went over above that. The whole week long, we've lost about 8.04 tons, metric tons, in the SPDR gold shares. This morning, they claim to be holding 1,272.68 metric tons, valued at this bullion price at $56 billion. But we can see in this marketplace evidence of people coming in, I would anticipate, and I'm certainly not a prognosticator or an economist, but I would anticipate there are people coming in and covering their short positions, getting that taken care of. I think we'll probably see it advance again Maybe in a week to 2 weeks, we'll start going back up and testing that $1,400 level again. And maybe we'll see $30 silver again within a couple of weeks. That's just my take on the market. But it looks to me like anticipating higher prices, people are coming in and covering their assets, if you will. And I think that's mostly what we're seeing here. Lots of manipulation going on, lots of flurry about those that are out there trying to find more risk of all things, find a more risky investment. Gold is too steady for them. They want something a little bit more challenging. They maybe will be moving out of gold into the white metals. We'll have to look and see how that develops. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 26 at 11,697. The NASDAQ up 8 at 2710. The S&P 500 off 3 at 1274. Crude oil this morning bumps up 9 cents, trading out at $88.47 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude traded in Oklahoma as they are. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 14 basis points at 81.06. Of course, that impacts the entire foreign exchange market, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning going up 56 basis points and holding firm at parity with the U.S. dollar, $1 even for the Canadian loonie. The Mexican peso up 14 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 8 cents. Your multiplier there is 12.2110 pesos per dollar. The euro up 1 basis point at $1.30. Still a little bit weak in the euro there. It's moved down quite a bit from about, what was it, $1.34 or something like that early on. The British pound this morning up 51 basis points at $1.55 against the U.S. dollar. And the Swiss franc up 7 basis points at $1.04 U.S. The bond market this morning, the yield on the bonded indebtedness, the 2-year Treasury yield, 0.64%, the 10-year at 3.39%, and the 30-year at 4.53%. In the mortgage market this morning, your 15-year fixed-rate mortgages moving up from a month ago at 4.04%, this morning to 4.15%. Your 30-year fixed-rate mortgages move up from 4.67% a month ago to 4.85% this morning, about 15 basis points below that 5% rate where we've seen earlier the week and last week as well. The prime rate this morning is at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio stands this morning at 47.59%. Ounces of silver will buy you 1 ounce of gold. The big news, I guess, is the employment situation. This report out off of EconoDay on the Bloomberg website. You can find out about it there yourselves. But this is the big news, I suppose. They were looking for, a real boost, a big pickup, in payrolls. After all, the fewer and fewer people signing up for unemployment. Well, one of these days it'll be the last man standing. But this morning they didn't quite get what they were hoping for. They were looking for a consensus range of 98,000 to 225,000 new non-farm payrolls, but they got 103,000, so they're very close to the bottom end of their consensus. Their projections, private payrolls this morning, they were hoping for anywhere between 108,000 to 235,000. They got 113,000, again, coming in right near the bottom of their guess. The unemployment rate, they were hoping for somewhere between 9.6 to 9.8. And they got 9.4 ostensibly, so it's a little bit below what they had planned on there. The average hourly earnings, they're looking for a change here of anywhere from 0.1% to 0.2%. They got the bottom, they got the 0.1%. Average work week, all employees, 34.3 hours is what they were looking at, and that's basically what they got. So all of America working basically part-time jobs. Today's report was mixed with payroll jobs underperforming and the unemployment rate unexpectedly dropping. There it is again. They didn't expect it, didn't anticipate it. Unfortunately, the payroll number is more credible, and the rate decline is likely an aberration, so they're already questioning their numbers. Overall, payroll employment in December gained 103,000 jobs, following a revised 71,000 rise in November and a 210,000 boost in October. The December advance came in significantly below analyst estimates for a 160,000 gain. However, they say, the October and November revisions were up 70,000 net. Private sector payrolls increased 113,000 in December, following a 79,000 advance in the month before, and so on and so forth. So what we're really looking at here is, based upon this, the market will move. And there will be lots of ink spilled all day today after this report. Everybody giving their 2 cents worth up and down and back and forth. But wage inflation, they say here, remains anemic. Wage inflation remains anemic. Don't look for an increase in your hourly wage anytime soon. The average hourly earnings in December edged up 0.1%. So that's one penny, okay, on a dollar. Edged up one penny, following no change in the previous month. You're going to get no change this year either. The December number matched the market median forecast for a 0.1% increase. The average work week for all workers was unchanged at 34.3 hours, equaling their expectation. On a year-ago basis, overall payroll job growth improved 0.9% in December, up from 0.7% in the prior month. So we're still doing not looking too good. Turning to the household survey, they write, the unemployment rate unexpectedly fell to 9.4% from 9.8% in November, so it fell to a higher number. Fewer people being unemployed is what they're saying. Analysts had called for a 9.7%. The rate declined in part due to a notable drop in the labor force, suggesting the unemployment rate will rebound when discouraged workers return. So things aren't looking too great, folks. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X. Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so fully recognizing that these Econo Day reports, you know, can be as just as boring as dirt, but I sure am with you so that you can get the real meal deal, you know, right out of the horse's mouth, so to speak, because all of the rest of the pontificators and the pundits and so on and so forth, at least in the mainstream news, point back to this particular series of reports, and then they write their articles around that. Here we find the same happening right now with the... off of the Bloomberg website, where we find this article by Bob Wills, New News. U.S. adds 103,000 jobs in December. Okay, so you know where he got it. Unemployment at 9.4%. You know where he got it. Now let's see what he says about it. Let's look at his analysis. Employers in the U.S. added fewer jobs than forecast in December, and the unemployment rate dropped, partly reflecting a shrinking workforce, a sign the labor market recovery will take time to develop. All right. Payrolls increased 103,000 compared with median forecast of 150,000 in a Bloomberg News survey. Labor Department figures showed today in Washington unemployment, the previous 2 months increased more than previously estimated. The jobless rate fell to 9.4%, the lowest level since May of 2009. But again, I caution you to take those numbers with a grain of salt. Consult with John Williams at shadowstats.com and verify these kind of numbers for yourself. I think John Williams does the best job reporting and following this of anyone out there. Faster job growth is needed to keep consumer spending accelerating and ensure the economic recovery becomes, they say, self-sustaining. It's not going to be self-sustaining. It's going to be underwritten with your tax dollars. That's the problem with self-sustaining anything, sustainable anything. It needs to be propped up, shored up. Otherwise, it would fall on its own right. It's not self-reliant. It's self-sustaining. So payrolls need to grow about double December's pace to make further progress in lowering the jobless rate. You hear that? Payrolls, in other words, the number of people getting paid, need to grow about double of December's pace to make further progress in lowering the jobless rate. One reason why Federal Reserve policymakers have reiterated they will stick to their plan for more monetary stimulus or quantitative easing or spending money out of thin air, right? Quote, the economy is adding workers, but there are no reliable signs of the pace of hiring is improving, right? Adding workers, but no reliable sign that the pace of hiring is improving. You know, you just take your birth-death ratio and factor that into this, and yeah, there'd be new jobs as people die off. But boy, overall, we don't see a big number going up. We are staying on track, but I'm not sure growth is set to accelerate. All right. That was by Julia Coronado, the chief economist for North America at the BNP Paribas in New York. Stock index futures fell after the report. You see how this happens? All right. Stock index futures fell after the report, with the March contract on the Standard & Poor 500 index dropping 0.1% to 1268.8 at 8:57 a.m. in New York, 3 minutes before I was in there getting our numbers for today. Treasuries rose with the yield on the benchmark 10-year note declining to 3.37% from the 3.40% late yesterday. All right, construction payrolls, we followed all this stuff, construction payrolls declined by the most since May. And profession, I've shared with you why that is. This is not the time of year to be looking for big numbers in construction payrolls, all right? This is the time of year where you just kind of pedal lightly with small crews, skeleton crews, and try and get through to the summer, all right? Depending on where you're at, if you're down in Texas, you try and get as much built as you can in the cool season. But in the north, when it's snowy and wintry and rainy, your employees are always in a pissed-off mood. Everybody's doing shoddy work, and they'd rather be inside by a wood stove enjoying a nice hot cup of coffee. All right? Just a fact of life in construction. Range of estimates? Overall payroll estimates of 78 economists range from 98,000 to 240,000. Huge spread there. The median climbed from 140,000 at the start of the week after projections from the ADP Employer Service showed companies boost of employment by 297,000 workers last month. Well, blah, blah, blah. It's just now just a bunch of nonsense going on and around and around. Let's go to this one. Gold set for the longest losing run since 2009 on U.S. recovery. Now, remember, you know, we've got this guy Daly coming in. J.P. Morgan Chase, the Grand Vizier, we'll talk about that in a moment. But there's a lot of people out there, and I think maybe even some people associated with Kitco and others, that have got gold, you know, shorted real bad, and they're in deep trouble. Because the higher gold gets, it walks away from their short positions, and they're going to need to do everything they can do to drive the gold prices down to get those shorts covered, all right? As you've all heard Bob Chapman in the past talk about, you know, buy long, stay long. This baby ain't over yet. But there's a lot of people out there that are keep projecting that, you know, we're going to go back and see, you know, $1,200 gold. Well, we might, but I don't think so. I don't see any reason for it. There's nothing in the technicals that we check here on a regular basis to indicate that. So, and again, if you have recently bought gold or silver, you know, listen to all the broadcasts, this and others, you know, thinking, hey, that's the place to be, just hang in there. If people bailed out every time gold stagnated or every time gold went down or silver went down in the last 10 years, there wouldn't be near as many, you know, mom and pop Americas in the gold market. Physical possession, all right? Sometimes you just have to sit and wait and take Robbie Noel's advice. You know, there's a good time to go horse racing from time to time, and this week would be one of them. We've only seen a drop for 4 days. Don't get your shorts in a bunch yet. Just backpedal and sit back, and that's one of the greatest things about physical possession because it doesn't make a flying willendo. Ain't nobody got their fingers in your till. Gold dropped for a fifth day in London, falling to a five-week low as signs the U.S. economy is recovering. Now, did you see anything in the economic report that the economy is recovering? No, they're not getting the numbers that they want. They're not getting the numbers at all. And so there's really no economy recovery going on here. What we're actually seeing, as I said, market manipulation, probably for short covering. And we should expect to see even more of this now that J.P. Morgan is going into the highest levels of the Obama White House. All right. The dollar climbed to the highest level since September against the euro before a U.S. report that may show employers added jobs for a third month. May show. Didn't show, but they said may show. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. You know, let's not talk about what may happen. Let's talk about what did happen. A fifth daily drop for gold, that did happen, would be the longest losing streak since August of 2009. All right? So just dial that into your mind. Since August of 2009, in all of this time that gold has been going up and up and up, and silver and platinum and palladium, and at no time has it ever gone down for four consecutive days. Well, it has now. So, you know, so what? Investors are selling gold due to a stronger dollar. Do you see a stronger dollar? All right. The USDX this morning up 14 basis points at 81.06. What's strong about that? Anyway, this is what they're saying. Investors are selling gold due to a stronger dollar, said Peter Fertig, the owner of Quantitative Commodity Research. Quantitative Commodity Research. I wonder if he's a big fan of quantitative easing. In Hainburg, Germany. Said today by phone. It is, of course, less safe haven demand that is playing a role, all right? And I agree right there, less safe haven demand. People are looking for other things, more riskier things, places to get more return on your investment. And when you look at the difference between gold and the white metals, even the guys that are running the ETFs out there, you know, are looking at putting together baskets of silver, platinum, and palladium that people can buy via exchange-traded funds, all right? They've had considerably better return on your investment in palladium this year than gold. And people are moving to silvers and platinum and palladium on that account. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So again, back into this discussion, just quick, briefly, a little bit more about the gold market this morning. Investors, again, are selling gold due to a stronger dollar, said Peter Fertig. This is a repeat here. Owner of Quantitative Commodity Research Limited in Hamburg, Germany, said by telephone, it is, of course, less safe haven demand that is playing a role. The market is now looking for a very strong rise in U.S. payrolls. All right, so they're very well aware of the fact that until we get our employment situation improved, and they certainly didn't get the numbers they may have been looking for this morning, there was kind of like a long shot bet based upon phone calls to various analysts, but nevertheless, they certainly didn't get what they were looking for, far weaker than they had anticipated. So whether we see an increase during the day and maybe a higher opening on Monday, that's to be determined, but it's certainly looking for a strong rise in the U.S. payrolls. And so some of the investors out there, rather than going in and parking their wealth, if you will, parking their assets in gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, and other precious metals and semi-precious metals, may be looking to diversify, if you will, their portfolio and put money into entities that have a greater likelihood of bringing jobs on if only they had more money. So we'll see how all that plays out. I certainly don't have crystal balls, and I'm really not too good with the Ouija board. Gold jumped 30% last year after governments spent trillions of dollars and kept interest rates low to bolster the economies following the worst global recession since World War II. Now, I don't really think that gold jumped 30% after the government spent trillions of dollars. Okay. Well, maybe it did. People were going, oh, my God, get me out of the dollar. That might have been the case. precious metals prices rose as investors lost confidence in currencies and became more concerned about the fiscal health of the Euro region countries, including Ireland. Now, of course, if you've been listening and watching, and we're going to cover a little bit of that news this first week of the 112th Congress, you don't see anything major reversal going on here. You see, basically, as I mentioned earlier, that the Tea Party was crashed by crony capitalists and flip-flop corporatists, all right? Snafu. System normal, folks. System normal. Okay, anyway, U.S. jobs economists have raised forecasts that the number of jobs added by U.S. employers in December after a report this week showed the biggest jump in company payrolls since records began in 2001. Well, I don't think so. We'll see some weakness in gold prices in the short term because we're seeing signs that the U.S. economy is certainly in some form of improving trend. Some form of improving trend. Really optimistic there, David, as David Lennox, a resource analyst at the Fat Profits from Sydney today. 11 of 20 traders, investors, and analysts surveyed by Bloomberg, or 55%, said that gold will decline next week. 8 predicted higher prices, and 1 was neutral. It's up to you now. You take the choice. Going up, going down. But in any case, my recommendation would be just hang on. Sit tight and watch. Gold assets and exchange-traded product were little changed at 2,091.65 metric tons yesterday, according to data compiled by Bloomberg from 10 providers. And then I'm just going to add this of my own, all right? Not so. Not so, kind sir. Over the week, from Monday through today, as I mentioned earlier, the SPDR gold shares has dropped or sold 8.04 metric tons. All right, they're holding this morning 1,272.68 metric tons. It's one of the advantages of listening to the broadcast. We follow and track this big spider on the corner of the web every single morning for you and for me. Silver for immediate delivery in London dropped 2.3% to $28.42 an ounce. You know, we were over 30. We were over 31 there for a day or two, were we not, last week? The metal is down 8.1% this week, the most since May, after jumping 83% last year. That's really good. We've got 100% virtually in palladium. And here it is. Palladium slid 2.2% to $745.13 an ounce, the best performing precious metal last year, with a surge of 97%. It's down 7.1% this week, the biggest drop since July. Platinum was 0.4% lower at $1,724.25, taking its weekly loss to 2.6%. So there's a correction, some people say, market manipulation more likely. But again, I would look to those people that have sold these metals short. They know that they're going higher and they're covering their assets. But with that, let's go over here and just check and see. Brian in Oklahoma City has been hanging on. Let's go live to Brian and say good morning, Brian. 9876. Brian's been hanging on a while. He may just be listening. I'll put him back on mute. Still around. I'll come back to you again later. So anyway, let's see what we've got next. Yeah, I wanted to go to the hedge funds. Let's take a look at the difference between hedge funds and investment in gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, copper, all the rest of that. Hedge funds rebound 1.7% in December to reach a two-year peak. All right? Now, if you got your out there, you got your hedge fund manager working for you. Kelly Bitt writing this for Bloomberg. Hedge funds returned a 1.7% in December, rebounding from a November loss and ending 2010 at the highest level in more than 2 years as global equity markets rallied, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Now, just listen. The Bloomberg Aggregate Hedge Fund rose to 120.34, the highest since August of 2008, amid optimism for economic growth. The gauge for the $1.8 trillion industry peaked at 130.38 in July of 2007. The December gain brought last year's return to 7% on average. All right. The December gain brought last year's return to 7% this morning. Gold at 20.88%. Palladium, we just heard, was at 97%. Silver up. Platinum up. Yeah. And people have invested in these hedge funds. Listen to how expensive it is to be involved in that paper market. December was a strong month for hedge funds, fueled by positive economic news, said Don Steinbrug, managing partner of the Agecroft Partners LLC, a Richmond, Virginia-based consulting firm that advises hedge funds and investors. Stock market stabilized last month as higher than estimated growth in manufacturing and retail sales bolstered confidence in the U.S. economy. Higher than estimated growth in manufacturing and retail sales. I've been sharing those numbers with you. Pinocchio growing a longer nose here. Speculation eased that a European Union nation would default on its debt, and a rally in energy and raw material prices lifted shares in commodity-producing nations. Prove much more. While hedge funds rose last month and in 2010, their failure to beat broad stock indexes may prompt investors to pull money if the industry doesn't produce better returns next year. So anybody that's looking for greater risk, I guess they could go into hedge funds. If they want risk, they'll get plenty of it here, said Jakob Smith, the founder of Schmidt Research Partners Limited, a London-based hedge fund advisory firm. And it continues, quote, 2010 came as a bit of a surprise to the industry because it was a very fast recovery and most funds were defensive rather than aggressive. Hedge funds will have to prove much more that they are worth the fees. Now, what are the fees involved in this? Of course, you can buy an ounce of gold or an ounce of silver, and your broker is going to charge you a little bit up front when you buy it, and you'll have to pay the shipping and the insurance. But here's the way this thing runs. Most hedge funds charge investors 2% of assets under management to cover costs, and then they charge 20% of any profits. How would you like to be in that marketplace, all right? Yeah, it's gonna, you're going to have to pay a 2 or 3%. I hope you're not paying more than that brokerage fee to acquire your gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. And when you sell it back, it'll sell below what they're asking for it. But nevertheless, they're saying they're charging their investors 2% of the assets under management just to cover their costs and 20% of all future profits. Funds that sell shares short, betting that prices will decline, gained the most of any strategy last month. So everybody that was out there selling gold and silver short, all right, have a lot to gain by driving the prices down, and I believe that's precisely what happened. Multi-strategy hedge funds gained 1.4% last month, the pair losses to 2.9, so on and so forth, and it continues, all right? That just gives you a little bit of an idea of what's going down there. This is to the Republicans. To their credit or discredit, Republicans promising cuts deliver policies that would raise U.S. deficits. Thought you were going to get some change? Well, by Catherine Dodge and Peter Cohn, U.S. Republicans who swept into power promising to rein in federal deficit have proposed policies in their first week that would make the shortfall worse. The writers begin. Moves to repeal usurper's health care law and promises to extend the Bush-era tax cut and offer other breaks would add more than $1 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years, based on reports from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office and the Joint Committee on Taxation. Now, if you really want to scare people and make your audience, you know, fear and tremble, then just go ahead and run it out. We could also say that if it increased that kind of a deficit in $1 trillion over 10 years, what would be the impact over 20 years or 30 years or 40 years? Do make that number look real big and scary over enough time. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.faithofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And even though it can sometimes, you know, be very enlightening to watch as a chess game begins, you know, it's pretty hard to judge the merit or the demerits of a particular strategy or plan by the opening move. So let's not be, rushed to judgment here. But in one of their first moves or their first votes, Republicans changed their anti-deficit rules to allow for tax cuts that aren't paid for by savings elsewhere in the budget. New spendings would have to be offset with cuts elsewhere, though tax increases to fund new programs would be prohibited. Here's a quote from Stan Collender. He says, obviously Stan is not in the Republican group here, but they are willing to increase the deficit if it comes as a result of things they want to do, specifically tax cuts, said Stan Collender, a former congressional budget aide and now the managing director of Corvus Communications in Washington. You see what kind of a revolving door we're really dealing with here, folks? Former congressional budget aide, now managing director of Corvus Communications. It's a little disingenuous at best, he says. The new Republican exemptions to the so-called pay-go rules will be, quote-unquote, dead on arrival in the Senate, said Senator Chuckie Schumer, a New York Democrat. Extending tax cuts for the highest income Americans for just 2 years, as Congress did last month, will cost $81.5 billion, according to a December report. But realize, if it costs $81.5 billion for the government, it leaves $81.5 billion out there to do something useful. Extending lower rates on most capital gains and dividends will cost $53.1 billion. Again, lowering the capital gains encourages investment and dividends, you know, will help to put money in somebody's pocket. And that means there's a possibility that some business out there might be able to endure for another year or two. A reduced estate tax rate will cost $68.1 billion. But again, you know, going in and penalizing people for their prosperity is not a long-term good plan. Over a period of 10 years, the cuts would add more than $1 trillion to the deficit, combined with the repeal of the health care law. Well, no one anticipates a repeal of the health care law, so how would the dollars stack up in this particular article, and especially using the $1 trillion number, if the repeal of the health care law is not possible? Anyway, so that's where that goes. Let's see if I can find this one. I don't want to do that one. Let's go over here. It must be this one. All right. This guy to open up for us. U.S. House Republicans face challenges as they usher in a divided government. Now, so this is the second along the same kind of a series, looking at this first week of the new change, the swap over in the United States House of Representatives. Republicans, this by Lisa Lehrer and James Rowley, collaboratively writing yesterday late for Bloomberg. Republicans took control of the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday, so this would be the day before yesterday, beginning an era of divided government in Washington that will test the unity of both parties. Again, this is just kind of a repeat. Talked about it yesterday. Republicans again chose Representative John Boehner of Ohio as the House 53rd Speaker, 2 months after votes frustrated with the slow pace of the economic recovery gave his party control of the chamber for the first session of the 112th Congress. And so there is that story to look at. Now let's jump back over here and take a look, see what Barry the Usurper is doing. All right. Barry the Usurper will name Gene Sperling, a counselor to Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner, as the director of the National Economic Council, the administration said in a statement. All right, now this is by Nicholas Johnson and Juliana Goldman, writing for Bloomberg New News. During a visit to Maryland, blah, 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 he's going to name somebody else, Jason Furman as Sperling's principal deputy, blah, blah, blah. The president announced yesterday that William Daley, a J.P. Morgan and Chase executive, and former Commerce Secretary, will be his new chief of staff. Now, both of these clowns are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, all right? Sperling and Daley. And Daley, of course, a J.P. Morgan and Chase executive. So what do we have going on right now? Well, we have J.P. Morgan up to their eyeballs, all right, in alligators with all of these various and sundry lawsuits over foreclosure gate. And as we've discovered, studying Gustavus Meyer's book here, The History of the Great American Fortunes, we know that buying judges, buying Supreme Courts, buying state representatives, buying senators, buying congressmen, all of this is old school. This is old hat. These are tricks the dogs have been using for a very, very long time. How better would it be for J.P. Morgan and Chase to have their grand vizier standing in right behind Barry the Usurper, taking Rahm Emanuel's place, advising him from behind the curtain, as it would, if things go awry for Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Citibank. You got the idea? Right? Beautiful move here. Chess piece, you know. They're going to move the rook over behind the king. The president announced yesterday that William Daley, a J.P. Morgan Chase and Company executive and former Commerce Secretary, will be his new chief of staff. Blah, blah, blah. Let's drop that article. Go to the next one. Kind of about the same. Barry the Usurper names William Daley as his White House chief of staff as part of a series of moves to keep the administration's focus on the economy. All right? J.P. Morgan Chase, chief of staff, William Daley, the Chicago mob. The announcement made yesterday with the J.P. Morgan Chase & Company executive taking on a critical role in the White House drew praise from business groups and encouraging words from some Republican leaders. All right? This is where we have the crony capitalists and the flip-flop corporatists all coming into place now. The announcement yesterday, blah, blah, blah. The president's choice of Daley and his naming today of Gene Sperling, a counselor to Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner. So now we've got, you know, basically we've got the Treasury and J.P. Morgan Chase right in tight close to the usurper, watching his every move, right? Probably handing out his daily to-do list. Set a stage for the usurper to lay out agenda for the second half of his term, largely focused on solidifying the fragile economic recovery and dealing with government debt. Well, we'll see how that turns out. His new chief of staff, who also served as the Commerce Secretary under William Jefferson, what's going on under the table, Clinton, boasts a breadth of experience that few Americans can match. And we'll look at this in a moment. The usurper said at a White House announcement yesterday with Daley at his side, okay? Probably at his side or standing one step in front of him from the photograph here. He will bring his tremendous experience, his strong values, and forward-looking vision to this White House. I'm convinced he will help us in our mission of growing our economy and moving America forward. Wow. Later today, administration officials said the usurper will name Sperling to succeed Lawrence Summers. Now, here's the correction where I misspoke the other day, thinking that it was Austin Goolsbee that was replacing Larry Summers, but no, not at all. He's replacing Christina Romer, and Sperling is replacing Larry Summers. That announcement is scheduled just hours after the Labor Department reports December job figures. The data is forecast to show a rise in employment for the third month. Well, it was forecast for that very, but you didn't quite get what you wanted. Let's go over here, pick up one more. Okay, I think we've gotten all of those. So with that, we'll drop the news from there for a moment. Let's go over here to another browser, let it load. And we're going to take a look at some of the bios and backgrounds of some of these critters. We'll look at Austin Goolsbee for a moment. We'll take a look at Mr. Sperling. We'll take a look at Mr. Daley. And all these will be right off of the Wikipedia website where you can find out more about it. This, Gene Sperling, Wikipedia. Gene Sperling is an American economist and political figure currently serving as the counselor to the Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner, little Timmy in his basket. He's also on the staff of the Council on Foreign Relations, where he serves as the Senior Fellow for Economic Policy and the Director of the Center on Universal Education. Universal Education, would that be Catholic education? The Universal Church? Maybe that would be the Universal Religion of Humanity. Maybe this would be logical positivism at its finest. He has held several high-level economic policy positions in the U.S. government and is reportedly in line to return to the White House as the National Economic Council director in 2011, which has now happened. Sperling was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where he attended the Alternative Community High School. Very interesting. Watch these alternative community high schools. You know, Bill Gates went to one of those alternative community high schools, too. He received a B.A. in political science from the University of Minnesota, a J.D. from Yale's Law School. Well, we'll have to find out whether he's a bonesman or not. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Thank you.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this inquiry into Gene Sperling here. We're on our Friday, January the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. And are now starting our second hour. In the first hour, went through a variety of news, basically economic news and gold and silver news and all things like that. And then we turned over into this new leaf, and we're looking at the new presidential or the new, what do you call these guys, congressional committees and all that, 112th Congress, long story, short story. And we're looking at the presidential appointments. Particularly, we're going to look at Gene Sperling here, Austin Goolsbee, take a look at William Daley as well. All right. But again, now we found out that Sperling here is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a senior fellow for economic policy, the director of the Center on Universal Education, held several high-level economic policy positions in the U.S. government, and is reportedly in line to return to the White House as the National Economic Council director, and that's has been done, that the appointment has been made. Again, Sperling got his Juris Doctorate at Yale Law School, attended the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, and in the 1990s, Sperling worked for the New York governor, Mario Cuomo. All right. During Bill Clinton's first term as president, from 93 to 96, Sperling served as deputy director of the National Economic Council. So this is basically a position that he's very familiar with, while the council was being directed by Robert Rubin. I mean, what a cast of characters. I mean, not only were we dialing up the retreads, but we're bringing in all of the arch-villains, all right, who was promoted to Treasury Secretary. Sperling became the National Economic Advisor to Clinton and the Director of the National Economic Council from 1996 to the year 2000. So here he is back again, 11 years later, and same place, all right? As the Director of the NEC, is second time around now, Sperling was a principal negotiator with then-Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers. So he's replacing Larry Summers, all right? Oh, God, what an inbred mess this is, all right? God. There's nobody else in America. We only have 20 people that are confident, you know? So they just use the same 20 people over and over and over again. But as a director of the NEC, Sperling was a principal negotiator with then-Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers of the Financial Modernization Act of 1999, also known as the Graham-Leach-Biley Act. Graham-Leach-Biley, or Bliley, repealed large portions of the Depression-era Glass-Steagall Act, allowing banks, securities firms, and insurance companies to merge. And then we get the great bank bailouts that we've seen. Wow. In other words, they just kicked down the firewall between commercial banking and investment banking and the insurance companies and marched us right into the new world order and the economic meltdown. Barry the Usurper believes that the repeal of Glass-Steagall helped cause the 2007 subprime mortgage financial crisis. Well, yeah, Barry. That's right. And now he brings in one of the arch criminals. Also in 1999, together with the United States Trade Representative Charlene Barshefsky. Sperling successfully negotiated and concluded the China World Trade Organization Agreement in Beijing, paving the way for the China to enter the World Trade Organization in 2001. The Economic Policy Institute estimates that 2.4 million U.S. jobs have been lost to China since 2001. And this chump coming into place now as the head shed? Wow. Be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So if you've been taking notes this morning, you know, you've got a lot of stuff to run around and take a look at on your browsers. And I really do encourage you to take notes during this broadcast because I'll just throw out a lot of stuff for you to consider. And we don't have time on even a two-hour broadcast, even 5 days a week, to go into everything in great detail. But just laying out some of the ways that we go about looking into these articles and things that are happening in not only the news baskets, but also in our own research. Go back to some other things in a moment. But as the director, again, of the NEC, Sperling was a principal negotiator with Larry Summers, bringing in this, you know, basically the bust-up of the Glass-Steagall Act, this Graham Leach Bliley Act, all right? Dropping down a little further. Also, in 1999, together with United States Trade Representative Charlene, again, Barshefsky, must be Polish or something, Sperling successfully negotiated and concluded the China World Trade Organization agreement in Beijing, paving the way again for China to enter the World Trade Organization in 2001, and the Economics Policy Institute estimates that 2.4 million U.S. jobs have been lost to China since then. Right? Sperling was the chief economic advisor for Hillary Clinton during her presidential campaign. All right? And now here he is, you know, up there, sidled up right alongside of Barry the Usurper. All right? Talk about an inbred bunch. I guess he and Hillary really had a lot of disagreement. But, of course, Hillary, Billary, and Nod, they're still Secretary of State and continuing to do the deeds, dirty deeds, done dirt cheap, round the planet. And I would have to say, in my opinion, between the president's White House and the power of the Secretary of State, I think she has a lot more power internationally than Barry the Usurper does. According to Bloomberg News, Sperling, now, okay, listen, earned $887,727 from Goldman Sachs in 2008. All right, so we got a Goldman Sachs and a J.P. Morgan Chase crowding in around the usurper at a time when the financial house is set to melt down if all of these lawsuits go forward. This is going to be this revisiting the time period of Jay Gould, Vanderbilt, Astors, etc. in the early days of our country. Wow. He was also received $158,000 for speeches, mostly to financial companies, including the firm run by accused Ponzi scheme mastermind R. Allen Stanford. And it continues. All right, there's more to that. Let's go over here and take a look at William Daley. All right, William Daley, this is should be William Daley Jr. here, an American lawyer and business executive, served as U.S. Secretary of Commerce from 97 to 2000, is currently serving on the Operating and Executive Committee of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. On January 6th, it was announced by the usurper that Daley would become the White House Chief of Staff, all right, taking Rahm Emanuel's place. Early life. He's the seventh and the youngest child of the late Chicago mayor, crime boss, Richard J. Daley, and Eleanor Sis Daley. He's also the brother of the former Illinois legislator, John P. Daley, and Chicago's current mayor, Richard M. Daley. Oh, I'll tell you what. Intergenerational graft, greed, corruption, thievery, etc. All right. Daley graduated with a B.A. from Loyola University, wouldn't be any Jesuits in his background, and an L.L.B. from John Marshall Law School. Go back and look at, you know, Supreme Court John Marshall, find out more about that. Daley later accepted an honorary Doctor of Law degree from the John Marshall Law School, except for a period from 1977 to 1980, during which time he sat on the Advisory Council of Economic Opportunity. Would that be the Advisory Council of Economic Opportunity? That wouldn't be the Council on Foreign Relations, would it? Daley practiced law privately with the firm Daley & George. Professional career? He became associated with the Amalgamated Bank of Chicago, where he was the first vice chairman and then president and chief operating officer in 90 to 93. Daley returned to the practice of law as a partner of the firm Mayer Brown, then Mayer Brown & Platt. In December of 2001, he was appointed the president of the SBC Communications to help reform a company's image. In May 2004, Daley was made the Midwest chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank One Corporation to oversee post-merger operations from Chicago. Daley currently serves on the board of directors of Boeing, Merck and Company, Boston Properties, and that's Boeing, by the way, not Baying. That's Boeing. B-O-E, you know, like Boner, B-O-E, Merck, you know, here's your military industrial complex, here's your, you know, pharmaceuticals, big pharma, Boston Properties, and the Loyola University of Chicago. He's also a trustee of the Northwestern University and sits on the Council of Foreign Relations, CFR, all right? Clinton administration served as a special counsel to the president on issues relating to the passage of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. In 1997, Daley became Secretary of Commerce in the second administration of President Bill Clinton, and he remained at that post until July of 2000, when he resigned to campaign for the vice president. Presidential politics? after he resigned as Commerce Secretary, became chairman of Vice President Al Gore's presidential campaign. Wouldn't imagine that he believes in man-made global warming, or should we just simply say climate disruption? He was portrayed in the HBO film Recount about the Florida election recount of the 2000 presidential election. All right? That was the day that America died. All right? The Help America Vote. Help America Vote Act of 2000. HAVA. That's bringing in the electronic voting devices all across America. During the 2008 for Democratic presidential primaries, Daley was a prominent supporter of Barry the Usurper. On November the 5th of 2008, Daley was named as the advisory board of the Obama-Biden transition project. Daley was has criticized Francis Cardinal George for having opposed a speech by the usurper at the University of Notre Dame because of sharply differing views on abortion. January 6, 2011, Barry the Usurper names Daley as the White House Chief of Staff. All right. And then it just continues more in there as well. Let's take a look at Austin Goolsbee. Get the last of this cast of characters under our belt quickly. We're running out of time. Got another minute. Austin Goolsbee, that's spelled A-U-S-T-A-N, by the way. Austin, like Austin, Austin Goolsbee. Always be very careful. Watch that A-N, that T-A-N thing. It's like Alan, A-L-L-A-N, as opposed to A-L-L-E-N. Pay attention to that. Words do have meanings, and how they spell their names is important. Austin Dean Goolsbee, again, is an American economist currently serving as the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors and the youngest member of the cabinet of Barry the Usurper. Goolsbee is on leave from the University of Chicago, where he's the Robert P. Gwynn Professor of Economics at the Booth School of Business. See, this is the Chicago mob inside the White House. All right. Go back and look at Leo Strauss and the importance of understanding just who is Leo Strauss. Leo Strauss taught at the University of Chicago. Think about it from the standpoint of the advancement of smart growth and sustainable development and new urbanism, Metro 1313, housed at the University of Chicago. Leo Strauss, the neocons, a city of speech and a city of crime. We'll be right back.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so if I'm anywhere even near close to correct, we've got, what, six Roman Catholics and three Jews for the 9 members of the United States Supreme Court. Look at the composition of this cabinet now rounding out, bringing in the Catholic contingent and those that go on to, from, you know, Loyola. Think about the implications between the University of Chicago and Georgetown with the advancement of the Communitarian League, all right? Amitai Etzioni and his bunch and the influence that they've got. Goolsbee here was born in Waco, Texas. Can't hold that against him. The son of Linda Catherine and Arthur Leon Goolsbee, raised primarily in the Whittier, California, however. Graduated from the Milton Academy and received both his Bachelor of Arts, summa cum laude, and the Master of Arts in Economics from Yale University. In 91, he went on to receive his Ph.D. in Economics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. In 1995, he was an Alfred P. Sloan Fellow and a Fulbright Scholar. At Yale, Goolsbee was a member of the Yale Political Union, the improv comedy troupe Just Add Water, Skull and Bones, and the Yale Debate Association. He and partner David Gray were named the APDA National Debate Team of the Year in 1991, and he and his partner Dahlia Lithwick were runners-up in the award in 1990. As a high school student, Goolsbee won the national championship in extemporaneous speaking in 1987. This guy's not a clown. Definitely someone to pay close attention to. Listen very carefully to the things he says. He is a skilled speaker. Whether or not he's had any special coaching in NLP is to be determined. But nevertheless, don't sell this fellow short. Anyhow, continuing, what else do we have in here? Goolsbee has also been a research fellow at the American Bar Association, the American Bar Foundation, research associate at the National Bureau of Economic Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a member of the panel of economic advisors to the Congressional Budget Office, and he served as a senior economist at the Progressive Policy Institute, the PPI. He has been Barry the Usurper's economic advisor since Obama's successful U.S. Senate campaign in Illinois, and he advised Barry the Usurper in his 2004 Senate race, and was a senior economic advisor to the 2008 Obama presidential campaign. I wouldn't imagine that Goolsbee has had anything to do with the training of Barry the Usurper and his ability to speak well in front of a group and to debate effectively. There might be something to that as well. So with all of that, let's jump back over here and close out our news basket for today. I've got a couple more articles I wanted to cover in this area here. Let's see, not there. I want to go over to this one. Certainly a lot of environmental news. Pay attention to what's going on the environmental news on the Bloomberg website. UK solar installations hit records. Vitol buys a 76 stake in carbon resource management, much more. But this article caught my attention. The European economy expanded less than initially estimated in the third quarter. So we're still looking at what's happening in Europe and what's happening with the EU, what's happening with the euro, as part of what's going down with the U.S. dollar. Europe's economy expanded less than initially estimated. This article by Simone Meyer, January the 7th, new news off Bloomberg. In the third quarter, as companies trim spending to weather the region's worsening debt crisis. We're not out of the woods with the euro yet. Gross domestic product in the euro region rose 0.3%. That's not exactly a knock your hat off type of deal, all right? From the second quarter, instead of 0.4% reported on December the 2nd. So it came in lower than what they had reported previously by a full point. The European Union Statistics Office in Luxembourg said today investment was revised from being unchanged to a 0.3% decline. A separate report showed the jobless rate held at 10.1% in November. So they're doing no better in Europe than we are here, all right? All of the developing countries have had all of their meaningful employment outsourced to the Asia. A separate report showed the jobless rate held at 10.1% in November when adjusted for seasonal swings, the highest in more than 12 years. Lots of unemployment in Europe. Europe's economy has been reliant on exports as the region's sovereign debt crisis prompted countries from Spain to Italy to step up their austerity measures, hurting consumer demand and forcing companies to pare costs. And then keep in mind this trio, all right, that we've got coming in right now this week to round out, or at least to fluff up, or to shore up, or to prop up, or to sustain, bury the usurper in his cabinet. And all these guys, you know, they've got every bit of, bringing in every bit of baggage that they can. These are all the architects of doom and destruction. I wouldn't look for any kind of a turnaround out of this bunch of clowns. All right? I just wouldn't. I think that would be really, really foolish. Here's China. China's economy expanded at about a 10% pace. All right? So we're looking at the United States schlepping and moving along here, coming up one basis point or two, and we're seeing the same kind of a result out of Europe, but China's economy expanded about a 10% pace. And this is what Sterling was helpful to create, all right? This is the kind of stuff that Daily's all about. China's economy expanded at a 10% pace in 2010. Vice Premier Li says, this off Bloomberg, January the 7th, China's economy expanded at about a 10% in 2010, according to an estimate by Vice Premier Li Qiang, reported by the official Xinhua news agency, a pace forecast to slow as policymakers seek to stem inflation. Li, on a 9-day tour of Spain and Germany and the UK, also estimated that retail sales in the world's most populous nation climbed 18.5% last year from the year earlier. Obviously, the Chinese have got a few shekels, I guess, or renminbi in their pockets, yawn, yawn, that they can spend. Retail sales climbing 18.5%. Xinhua said, citing a transcript of comments he made to business executives during a visit to Madrid on January the 5th. China's maintaining a stable and relatively rapid growth. Yi Gang, deputy governor at the central bank, said in a statement on one of his bank's websites today, China overtook Japan to become the world's second largest economy in 2010. And we're calling China a developing country? And we're subsidizing, underwriting with our tax dollars, meager as they might be, the Europeans do, to underwrite and sustain and build up and shore up and prop up demand in China as a developing country, part of the APAC group? Wow. Amazing. China, again, overtaking Japan to become the world's second largest economy in 2010, according to the forecast by the International Monetary Fund, after already taking the title of the largest exporter the previous year from Germany. The country has grown at an average 11.4% pace over the past 5 years, and the nation's top economic planning agency last month pledged to ensure stable and relatively rapid development in 2011. How to maintain the high growth but keep inflation expectations in check will be the key test for policymakers in 2011. Shen Jiangguang, a Hong Kong-based economist at Mizhu Securities Asia Limited, wrote in a note to a client yesterday, quote, "We expect economic growth to become more balanced with an increasing role for consumer spending," Shen wrote. And in the meantime, people in the United States are, and especially California, are enjoying their welfare payments and they're traveling all around the world. They're going off to Hawaii. They're going to Las Vegas on their welfare checks. Watched a video link that was sent to us by our listeners yesterday evening. Very revealing. Little bit of knowledge there. Apparently, people get their little debit cards for welfare, and they've got enough welfare and unemployment and food stamps and WIC and rent control and everything else you can imagine that they're able to take expensive holidays to Asia and Hawaii and elsewhere, while some people in this country are sleeping in tents outside in the winter.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, and so we're talking about this intergenerational stuff going on. You know, we're looking at the dailies this morning. Of course, I have been reading this book, the History of the Great American Fortunes by Meyer, a modern library edition, originally copyright back in 1907. And this one, hardbound edition, 1937. Hopefully we'll have a few moments to go into that today as well. But here in this book, as we go through and I'm reading these books, you know, and I encourage you to do the same thing. And boy, if you can find this on a PDF or in hard copy, get this book and add it to your collection. Again, Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortune, sent to us by one of our listeners, Bill. And I'm so thankful for this book. I'm learning a lot. Really am. And this book, he was a muckraker. really went in and got the details, got the official documentation, looked at the original news articles, etc., and then did his dissection and his analysis, and he's spot on and he's excellent. Very good stuff. Stuff that I've never seen before, and I've read quite a bit. But anyway, we're looking at this idea of this intergenerational wealth, all right? And it was very interesting because it just, you know, it just pays sometimes in spades to read this kind of work. But this off Wikipedia, Cornelius Vanderbilt, also known as the sobriquet Commodore, was an American entrepreneur. He built his wealth in shipping and railroads and was the patriarch of the Vanderbilt family and one of the richest Americans in history. Now, I'm just going to draw to your attention. We talked a little bit about the Astors and their, you know, rise to fortunes also. But I found it rather interesting and peculiar, really, hard to deal with, still trying to figure it out. It would probably make a good 6 or 7 months worth of research if I had the time to do that, to devote to it. But I found it very interesting that Astor, I believe, he dies on the Titanic, and then a Vanderbilt, important heir, dies on the Lusitania. Both beautiful ships, both very, very modern in their, you know, in their day, cutting edge technology, both places, but both of these very, very wealthy people drown at sea in these shipping troubles. One by running into an iceberg, ostensibly, and sinking, the other by being torpedoed. Both of them passenger lines. Both of them absolutely gorgeous and appointed. Very, very, very fantastic ships in their day. And you could look them up. Just go in and look up on Wikipedia and read the articles on the Lusitania and the Titanic. See for yourself. I'm telling you the truth. All right? But anyway, very interesting about the great Commodore here. Particularly in this book where Gustavus Myers is pointing to now a more centralized or more direct European and English interconnection between these self-made men, and they really were, Astor and the Vanderbilts and the Goulds and others, raising themselves up, as they say, from their bootstraps through their craft, their greed, their cunning, and their guile, and by their manipulation and bribery. They all pretty well followed the same school of thought that was pioneered by the Astors, that you could actually go much further. Instead of doing campaign contributions, you could do much further by direct bribery. All right, you could either bribe a judge, buy an entire jury, you know, buy the whole legislature. You could bribe the legislators and the senators, the governors, the mayors, far easier than you could worry about being involved in their political campaigns. All right, it's like direct support, and they would have the legislatures write whatever legislation they needed. You could call it legislation du jour, to protect them inside of a current operating scheme that they're running. So they've got this, you know, grand idea of how to bilk the taxpayer, and this again goes back and harkens to an understanding of credit mobilier, which occurred first in Europe, France, and then was visited on the United States. Same guys, same clowns, same money, same interests, same process. The idea of getting people to underwrite the development of infrastructure and corporations out of the tax coffers without having any control thereafter. Very interesting phenomena. But here, we're going to find that down the line, and we'll come back to this in a moment, but down the line here, with one of the descendants, an important descendant, of the Vanderbilts, we make a tie over to England. Now, here I've dialed this up. This will be a little bit chopped up, but I should just try and follow along. Charles Spencer Churchill, the 9th Duke of Marlborough. Again, not spelled the same way as Marlborough cigarettes, but Marlborough ending with a UGH. Charles Spencer Churchill, the 9th Duke of Marlborough. Now, you see a name like that, and it kind of throws you off because they always talk about the Duke of Marlborough. They don't talk about Charles Spencer Churchill. Here, Charles Richard Spencer Churchill, the 9th Duke of Marlborough, styled the Earl of Sutherland, that's another way that they hide him, until 1883, and then the Marquess of Blandford between 1883 and 1892. You think you're dealing with four different people, you're really dealing with the same person, just under different titles. was a British soldier and conservative politician. He was often known as Sonny Marlborough after his courtesy title of the Earl of Sunderland. Wow. So there's any way, any of 10 different ways to know this guy. And then it continues. Talks, we'll skip his background, his birth and stuff. Well, no, I won't. He was born in Simla, India. And remember our studies as far as John Stuart Mill is concerned. Also, you know, he was the head shed there for the East India Company. Marlborough was the only son of George Spencer Churchill, the 8th Duke of Marlborough, and the Lady Alberta Frances, Anne, the daughter of James Hamilton. James Hamilton, daughter of James Hamilton. Hamilton. 1st Duke of Abercorn. He was a nephew of the Lord Randolph Churchill and a first cousin of Winston Churchill. And a first cousin of Winston Churchill. Put this one in your pipe now. The first cousin of Winston Churchill. He was he was educated at Winchester and Trinity College in Cambridge. Marlborough entered the House of Lords on the early death of his father. No one tells us how his father died an early death. And he was made his maiden speech in August of 1895. In 1889, he was appointed the Paymaster General by Lord Salisbury. Paymaster General. Somebody has to pay for the shipping of mail back and forth across the oceans. And oftentimes what happened is that they would pay these enterprisers almost the entire cost of building the steamships that they ran on these mail lines. And then they would give them annual contracts to deliver the mail, an astronomical fee back and forth, far more than the value of actually carrying the mail. And this was very lucrative for some of these folks, including Vanderbilt and others. All right. And was then Under Secretary of State for the Colonies under Arthur Balfour. All right. Between 1903 and 1905, would that be the beginning of the Balfour Declaration? He was sworn of the Privy Council in 1899. He again held the political office during the First World War when he was joint parliamentary secretary to the Board of Agriculture and Fisheries, again a tie to the oceans, in David Lord George coalition government. He made his last speech in the House of Lords in December of 1931. Marlborough was also the Lord High Steward at the coronation of Edward VII in 1902, mayor of Woodstock, between 1907 and 1908, Lord Lieutenant of Oxfordshire, between 1915 and 1934. Well, what's with all of this, anyway? Well, you'll find it rather interesting, my dears, that a daughter of the Vanderbilts married into this family here and married this 8th Duke of Marlborough, all right? The 9th Duke of Marlborough. And so, you've got a Vanderbilt who dies on the Lusitania. Very, very fabulously wealthy man. His cousin, sister, or whatever, is married to the 9th Duke. The 9th Duke is cousin of Winston Churchill, drawing us into the war, which the Lusitania sinking did. Was Vanderbilt aboard? Or did he die a natural death in Wales or some other place? The captain of the ship got off the ship before it got torpedoed. Very interesting situation going on in here with all of this, but especially the marriage and how the Vanderbilts gave so much money to the Duke of Marlborough to fix up his place of living, his residence. And so much other stuff went on involved in that. So there's a lot in this to discover. Here's a little bit more. Lord Ivor Spencer Churchill. Lord Ivor Spencer Churchill, who lived from the 14th of October of 1898 until the September the 17th of 1956, was the youngest son of the Duke of Marlborough and his first wife, the former Consuelo Vanderbilt, an American railroad heiress. So this is the son of the 9th of Marlborough, and it gives us Consuelo Vanderbilt, which was how I got onto this trail when Gustavus Myers mentioned the marriage.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My soul. Come, explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Okay, so we'll have to knock it into warp drive here and get through with this, because I really want to share this with you. I've had it on the browser and on my mind for all week. But a $50 million fortune, again, this is right out of the History of Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers, 1937 edition, hardbound in front of me. And this is in a section of a chapter entitled Further Aspects of the Vanderbilt Fortune. Under a sidebar here, a $50 million fortune diffused as the Vanderbilt fortune became among various family members. The total wealth was so great as to continue nearly all the principals in succeeding generations as solid multi-millionaires. You remember the time period here. $1 million was something to behold. All right. There were no billionaires at the time. The bulk of the fortune, estimated at from $50 million to $60 million, of Cornelius Vanderbilt, who died in 1899, was inherited by one of his sons, Alfred Gwynne Vanderbilt. Alfred Gwynne Vanderbilt, G-W-Y-N-N-E. And it was really the rage of the day for the wealth of nouveau riche of the colonies, American states. It was really the thing of the day, all right? everybody was trying to marry into nobility, either in England or Europe someplace. Everybody wanted a castle. Everybody wanted a mansion on the continent or on the island. Let's understand that. Continuing, because of his father's displeasure over a marriage, it was reported, Alfred's elder brother, Cornelius, had been cut off in his father's will with $1 million. Oh, boo-hoo. A contest over the will was averted by Alfred, subsequently giving his brother $6 million. To Reginald C., another son, Cornelius left $1,125,000 outright in interest in two trust funds of about $6,250,000. At the time of his father's death, Alfred was 23 years old, and when the contents of the will were read, he found that by inheriting the bulk of the fortune, he was one of the richest young men in America. At least he would be so at the age of 30. The will provided half of the property and securities, valued at more than $30 million, was to be turned over to him, and the remainder likewise, when he reached 35 years of age. Alfred Gwynne Vanderbilt, one of the richest young men in America, was 38 years old when he sailed on the Lusitania and went down with that ship, which was torpedoed by a German submarine in 1915. His will revealed that during his lifetime, he had at his disposal $42,375,000, of which $16 million had been given away, a portion to his first wife, when she divorced him in 1908, and other millions, as has been said, to his brother Cornelius. This left, in his ownership, property estimated at $26,375,000 to his widow, his second wife, Margaret Emerson Vanderbilt, daughter of Isaac Emerson, or Yitzhak Emerson, a Baltimore multimillionaire called the Bromo Seltzer King, Yitzhak Emerson. Alfred Gwynne Vanderbilt left an aggregate of $8 million, of which $5 million was placed in a trust fund, the income from which she was to have for life. At her death, the principal was to be handed over to their children. Alfred Gwynne Vanderbilt Jr., then in 1915, 5 years old, and to George, 9 months of age. The bulk of the estates went to these infants as a fund to be held in trust for them. At stipulated times, from the ages of 21 to 35, was to receive a quarter share of his inheritance, and at 35 years of age, the final fourth. Moreover, these boys were also destined eventually to share in the Emerson fortune of their maternal grandfather. William Henry Vanderbilt, born of Alfred Gwynne Vanderbilt's first wife, was the recipient of $5 million trust fund, and the use of the spacious and luxurious estate, Oakland Farm, at Newport, Rhode Island, which was to be his upon attaining maturity. And this is the more along that line that is so interesting to me. But at the time when the heirs inherited this wealth, the final report of the U.S. Commission on Industrial Relations was giving the other side of the social picture. Some extracts from that voluminous document will suffice to show some of the conditions. It is evident, quote, "It is evident from both the investigations of this commission and from the reports of all recent governmental bodies," the account stated, "that, quote, a large part of our industrial population, as a result of the combination of low wages and unemployment, are living in a condition of actual poverty. How large this proportion is cannot be exactly determined, but it is certain that at least one-third and possibly one-half of the families of wage earners employed in manufacturing and mining earn in the course of the year less than enough to support them in anything like a comfortable and decent condition. And what was considered comfortable and decent in those days is far different from the Ward and June Cleaver of 1952, all right? The detailed evidence is presented in a separate report, which is submitted for transmittal to Congress. Of course, it gives the footnote reference to the document. Facts collected in an investigation made by the Immigrant Commission, the report sets forth, convincingly show that 30% of the workers managed to subsist only by keeping boarders and lodgers, a condition repugnant to every ideal of American life, especially in the crowded tenements or tiny cottages in which the wage earners of America characteristically live. Furthermore, the state of the report, in 77% of the families, two or more persons occupied each sleeping room, in 37% three or more persons, and in 15% four or more persons, close quote. Such heads of families investigated were foreign-born, but also, in large measure, alien labor comprised the bulk of unskilled workers in the big industries. And, of course, this was white alien labor. The great seriousness of this condition, the report went on, is even more acutely realized when it is known that in the families of the workers, 37% of the mothers are at work, and consequently unable to give children the proper care. Of these mothers, 30% keep boarders and lodgers, and 7% work outside the home. So people were already at work well before Rosie the Riveter. The extent of the Vanderbilt family wealth was again shown in the 1923 the transfer tax appraisal made in a surrogate's court, Suffolk County, New York, of the estate of William K. Vanderbilt. He had died in Paris in 1920. His estate was valued at $54,530,000, which debts reduced to $50,220,000. Only shortly before his death, he had given $15 million to his daughter, the former Duchess of Marlborough, now Consuelo Balson, the wife of a retired French army officer, so she didn't continue in that marriage. All right, but they've given massive amounts of money there. As appraised, the estate consisted of more than $4 million in real estate possessions, $50,523,000 in personal holding stocks and cash. He owned $29 million stocks in the three big railway systems alone, the New York Central, the Delaware, the Lackawanna and Western, and the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie. In the Delaware, Lackawanna and Western Coal Company, he had 9,000 shares of stock, valued at $1,485,000. He was a considerable owner of stocks in other railway systems, 8,375 shares of common, 15,000 shares of preferred stock in the Chicago and Northwestern, stocks valued at somewhat more than $2 million. His two sons, William K., goes on, there's a lot more, I'll skip over that, we're out of time. His two sons, William K. and Harold S. Vanderbilt, inherited the bulk of his wealth. His widow received only $109,000. The sum of $1,677,241 was bequeathed to Consuelo. Again, wow, $1 million each to the Marquis of Blandford, all right, and Lord Ivor Churchill, sons of Consuelo and the Duke of Marlborough, cousins, of course, to Winston Churchill. The estate paid an inheritance tax of $1,934,571. They got the Duke of Marlborough, and there was a list of other bequests, the Idle Hour, a Suffolk County estate of more than 7,000 acres with a large mansion, was bequeathed to Harold S. Vanderbilt, who sold it to a syndicate for an exclusive country club, so on and so forth. Okay. So what are we looking at in all of this? First of all, we're setting up intergenerational wealth. We show how through the process of marriage, you know, remember that Rothschild had five sons and five daughters, that through the process of marriage, you can move into the highest ranks and into the nobility of Europe and England, disguising your wealth and expanding your empire. That's it for the day. This is it for the week. We'll be back again on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Well, wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle.